With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The Sabranos fire is nearly 24,000 acres and just 10% contained. Right now, more than 3,000 fire personnel are fighting the fire around the clock. They're also risking their lives. Today, CAL FIRE was sad to report one worker died overnight. For KAZU, Erica Mahoney reports.
The Sabranos fire turned deadly overnight Tuesday when a bulldozer operator was killed. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Robert Fish says the operator was a private heavy equipment contractor who had worked with CAL FIRE before.
CAL FIRE only has a finite number of bulldozers, so we hire contract employees. Most of these bulldozer operators and heavy equipment operators, they're professionals that are doing normal heavy equipment work when they're not assisting CAL FIRE with firefighting.
Fish says bulldozers are very effective tools for constructing a lot of fire lines in a short period of time. On Tuesday, a second contracted bulldozer rolled over, but that operator was not hurt.
I think what it speaks to is that the terrain is very steep, and ground, once the material has been burned away, vegetation, grass, the soil, there's nothing holding it together. The root systems are all destroyed, and so the footing, even for firefighters on line construction, it's sometimes iffy and it's difficult.
The rugged terrain and remote access continue to be one of the biggest challenges for firefighters. For KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney.